Hi and welcome to the Managerial Gutter, Managerial Edition of the Gutter. We're back after a brief hiatus where we deviated back onto talking about footballers last week. We won't let that nonsense happen again anytime soon. We're all about the man at the top on the Managerial Gutter show. Joining me to talk about it this week are Neil, Emma Sanders, Mike Bancole, and which feels like a long time ago now. I think that's because the Brighton game and the City-Arsenal game was such a major event in all of our young lives. But it actually, the story broke. When did the story break? Friday morning. Was it Friday morning?
Thursday evening, Friday morning.
Yeah, it broke then. So it's not that long ago. But it feels like we've had a decent time to reflect on it. Emma, start with you on this one. I know how I felt the morning after. I was underwhelmed by the Alonso news. I wasn't that devastated by it. I hadn't really priced him in as our manager, I don't think, in the way a lot of people had. And even if he was going to be there, I didn't see it as moments of great celebration and ecstasy because everyone thinks such a big risk at the moment. But how are you reflecting on that particular set of events from last Thursday, Friday, now, nearly a week, 5 days on?
Yeah, I pretty much have the same feelings as yourself, Rob, because I think he ticked a lot of boxes. He was an ideal candidate for sure. I don't think there would be many arguments against that. But certainly from his point of view, I always felt like Liverpool job will come around again. I think he knows that. The Real Madrid job will probably come around to him at some point as well. At this moment in time, his managerial career has so many options. And I think for him to kind of not jump ship, but maybe take a risk, and it certainly would be a risk because, you know, he's never managed a club of the magnitude of Liverpool. He's obviously very early on in his career. Anyone taking over from Jurgen Klopp has got, you know, big shoes to fill, and there'll be a lot more pressure and expectation than perhaps there would be if you were to come into the Liverpool job 10 years ago. So it would have been a risk. And I think he knew that, and I always felt like he knew that. And I wasn't overly surprised by his decision. And actually, in a way, I think it sort of proves that he was the right candidate for the Liverpool job because he made that decision to stay. Like I said, wasn't underwhelmed by the news, wasn't surprised, but of course disappointed. I would have loved to have seen him in the Premier League and you know, probably at Liverpool to see what he could have done.
Yeah, it's a strange one, Mike, isn't it? The Alonso decision, when it broke, when he sat there in front of the media and said, look, to give it at least another year, it sort of made all the sense in the world. And at the same time, I think if you allowed yourself to step back again, didn't make any sense. So I would say from a Liverpool centric point, somebody wrote a piece, I don't know, must have been a month or so ago, I certainly after Klopp's announcement, it might even be someone like Martin Samick, although I rarely agree with, I'm afraid, said something like, the Liverpool job is the best job in world football right now for any manager. I thought that was a bold, but more, if you thought about it for more than a few seconds, well, that's absolutely correct. It is. Liverpool are a wonderful football club. You know, to any objective observer, you know, we're not a sports washing thing. We've got all the stories behind us. And here we are available, but not in distress. At the peak of our powers with a young squad, I thought, in the phrase, it's the best job in world football. Now, looking at him through that lens, I still as I say the words, I'm now thinking, are you sure about this, Shabby? This could have been yours, the best job in world football.